what is the timeline that you want to see for action by Congress on a bill, and when do you start to get worried about not getting something done this year? Also, if I can add, would you be willing to drop personal accounts in order to get a bill?
Personal accounts are very important for the individuals. You know, it's interesting, David quoted some poll. There's all kinds of polls. For every poll you quote, I'll quote another one. It's kind of the way Washington works these days. They poll everything. The one I read the other day said people like the idea of personal accounts. I think people like the idea of being able to take some of their own money. In other words, government says you can decide, as opposed to we'll decide for you. You get to decide if this is in your interest. And you get to decide whether you want to set some of your own money aside in an account that will earn a better rate of return than that which will be earned in the Social Security system. That's an important part of making sure the system works for the individual. I repeat, personal accounts do not permanently fix the solution. They make the solution more attractive for the individual worker. And that's important for people to understand, John, and that's why it's very important for Congress to discuss this issue. In terms of timetables, as quickly as possible, whatever that means. No, I am going to, I mean, one of the things that I think is very important for people to understand is that I believe that we have a duty to work on big problems in Washington, D.C. And so I'm going to continue working on this. And I guess I'm not going to go away on the issue, because the issue is not going to go away. The longer we wait, the more difficult it is to solve the problem. And listen, I fully understand it's a difficult issue. Otherwise, it would have been solved a long time ago. And I understand some members don't, you know, view this as a tough vote. I was, you know, why did you bring it up? It's a tough vote. And but it's just not the way I think, John. I think we have a duty. I truly do. I mean, it's just now's the time to get this solved. I remember 1983, you know, this, we've got a 75-year solution. It wasn't a 75-year solution that they came up with. It was a, I like the spirit of people coming together from both parties to sit down and see if they couldn't solve the immediate problem. But it wasn't a 75-year solution, because we're talking about it now. And in 2018, the situation starts to get worse, because more money's coming into the system. I mean, more money's going out of the system than coming in. And you know, one thing about Social Security, I'm sorry to blow on here, but now that you asked, a lot of people in America think there is a trust. Your money goes in, the government holds it, and then the government gives your money back when you retire. That's just not the way it works. And it's important for the American citizens to understand that it's a pay-as-you-go system. And right now, we're paying for a lot of programs other than Social Security with the payroll tax coming in, thereby leaving a pile of IOUs.